Good morning, Christina.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
You said you would call, and you are a woman of your word.
I did it.
You did it. And thanks for holding.
No, no problem.
You know, it's a little winded introduction that I have to do.
No problem.
But just for the sake of full disclosure, Christina is a patient of mine, and a cheery and sparkly patient at that. And she knows I have a sort of a soft spot for her. Christina, how did you come to meet me and get the nutrition response testing evaluation in the first place? I mean,
I had a bit of experience with a coworker of mine that had seen you, and had kind of watched and experienced what she had gone through with you,
mm-hmm.
and some of the changes that had happened with her, and such positive, wonderful things, and how she was feeling. And regretfully, it took me a bit of time to come and see.
How long, you say regretfully, of course, because you're now a patient and doing well, but you know, how long did it take?
I would say it probably took, probably 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very sad.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I think that primarily that was because I had tried so many other options, through healthcare and had been told different things.
Yeah, there you go.
And been diagnosed in different ways. And so I would kind of go down that path thinking that was the right way.
And then it didn't come out as you thought.
Not at all.
Right. And so it's that kind of, that's the same experience that I had. I mean, you read my book, and of course now you know me better,
mm-hmm.
but that's the same experience that I had was having to do so many things and even stepping outside the box. Right. I mean, what sort of things, you know, how many things did you do before? I mean, what?
Oh gosh. Well,
talk about it just a little.
I had been told that, you know, I had, that I was wheat intolerant, went completely gluten-free for, oh gosh, a year and a half. I had been told that I was lactose intolerant. I had been tested for celiac disease. I had been also, at one point, had gotten really sick and been told that I possibly had leukemia. And of course, none of those things were accurate.
Well, as it turns out, but so you saw how many practitioners did you utilize a Western medical practitioner? Did you utilize how many different sorts of people?
Probably, throughout the 7 years of struggling, I probably saw 5-6 different doctors.
And like what?
A few of them were just family practitioners.
Okay.
But, you know, a few of them were specialists that were, in regards to the celiac disease. I saw someone that diagnosed me with that. I actually never took a naturopathic route until I came to see you. So.
Okay. Yeah, which is actually, I mean, me being an acupuncturist and naturopathic using, you know, some natural means of...
Correct.
Yeah. And so, what was it, because I'm really curious, you got my curiosity up now, and, you know, it's kind of the way I am. when you were watching this friend of yours, or this colleague of yours, what changes did you see? What was it that you went, okay, well, maybe I should try again?
With her, she really struggled with a lot of similar, issues that I had.
Such as what?
She had fatigue. She struggled to kind of get through the day, kind of feeling poorly each day. Real slumps in the afternoon, especially.
Mm-hmm.
She had digestive issues like I did. She was always sick. She constantly had a cold or a flu, and
wow.
She worked with kids, so
right,
you know,
right.
That was a constant battle for her.
And of course, an excuse.
Exactly. I mean, you just kind of come to think that that's just the way it's supposed to be. So a lot of those similarities with me, and so as I watched her progress, I would see her, she stopped getting sick. I mean, she
even though she was still working with kids,
exactly,
and kids still have
changed.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
You know, she stopped getting sick. She felt great. She didn't have the fatigue any longer. You know, throughout the day, she'd come in at the end of the afternoon and feel wonderful. You know, she would come and feel great in the mornings. And then the digestive issues had subsided also. So just seeing, watching that process for her, you know, just kind of, it was very, very interesting and just very uplifting to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were a little jealous too. Come on. Let's face
it. Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so ultimately, you know, with seeing that in someone else, you, in your, you know, in your desire to share actually, and I want to play this up a bit because, you know, I ask a lot of people, a lot of my patients to come on the radio, and I understand why people wouldn't. I mean, people are bashful and people, you know, but, and maybe they think it's just kind of a selfish thing on my part to just sort of promote, you know, to promote me or promote my practice or promote us. But you know a little different.
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah. You know a little different.
Yeah.
And it's the opportunity to share with a broader audience.
Exactly.
You know, don't stand on the sidelines now. There really is an answer. There really is a solution. And I think that's also what you kind of gathered.
Oh, I want to shout it to the rooftops to anybody that will listen.
And you have.
You know, I talk to anybody and everybody that I can because it has completely 100% changed my life.
Wow.
And I mean, to have struggled for 7 years, to have that change in such a short manner of time, it's incredible. And I'll tell anybody I can get my hands on.
Yeah, you even talked your mother into coming in.
I did. I'm very proud of that fact, and I'm very proud of my mom for taking the steps that will help her.
Me too.
Yeah,
because
I really am. And I mean, I've seen incredible benefits with my family. My husband, whom has yet to come see you, but is planning to, you know, just by changing his eating habits through me, he's lost 10 pounds. He feels amazing. My 12-year-old son, who suffers pretty severely from eczema, I've completely removed him from all sugar, and his eczema is completely gone.
Wow.
He feels amazing.
Wow.
His focus and his drive is completely taken a 180. And
talk about that a little bit. What do you mean? Because this is important to me. It's why I'm so excited about you coming on you know, this morning. Because so talk about that, because kids, for me, saving the kids, saving the moms and saving the kids, if I can help in that respect, then we can save the dads.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, guys are, I mean, let's face it, they're a little rough around the edges, not quite as aware as they should be. You know, I mean, they're good. They're, you know, they're worth something. But so talk about the little one. How old is he?
He's actually 12.
He's 12.
Soon to be 13.
And you changed his eating habits.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And who did that? Who started it? You?
You know, I mean, it started with me, just kind of making those changes in the home. But he has been completely on board with it because he feels so much better.
When you said change 180 degrees, can you fill in the...
You know, he's always been a very good student. He's always been an amazing child. But he, you know, has always struggled with kind of remaining focused. And he even recognized that fact.
The ADD syndrome.
Exactly. Exactly. And
right.
I've never been classified as such. But, you know, definitely just struggled with sitting down, doing his homework, you know, and remaining focused in doing that. And so since we've made the changes, since I've really been focused on trying to remove the sugar from his diet, that has completely subsided for him.
Isn't that amazing?
He can go in, he'll do his homework. I mean,
wow.
He has so much more time in his life because he's able to go do what he needs to do, take care of it, and move on.
Makes me totally jealous, you know?
Oh, I know, exactly.
I mean, when I was eating my, you know, Frosted Flakes and Rice Krispies, Cocoa Krispies and, you know, whatnot when I was a kid, I was like, God, just think what we could have been.
Oh, I know. I know. It's so true. It's so true. And
that's just so amazing.
And he also just, his moods are a little, you know, they're just more even for him. You know, he is almost a teenager, gosh forbid, but he's just more even keeled.
Right.
Don't bother him as much.
There's the fluctuations, the ups and downs.
Exactly.
The irritability or the, you know, the running around like crazy or the anxiety, these things just disappear.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, life is to some degree anxious. I mean, we never know what's around the corner, and personality-wise, people will respond differently to that.
Yeah.
But it's just from what you put in your mouth.
Exactly. And he loves it. I mean, he every night we sit down for dinner, he comments on how he feels so much better, and he's so glad that we're eating differently.
Wow.
And so I'm so appreciative of how open he's been to making these changes and how excited he is.
But you had to take the lead, though. The lead, though, you know, open or not. I mean, he is a 12-year-old.
Definitely.
So you know, if you don't set the guidelines, if you don't set the rules, who's gonna?
Exactly.
You know, this is like the world of, you know, Disney. You know, where the kid knows everything and
correct
parents know nothing, and
yes,
you know, they fumble and stumble around while the kid solves all of the hard problems and gets everything done. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So was the evaluation, when you got the evaluation, was the evaluation painful?
Oh gosh, no. It's the least intrusive of anything I've ever had done. It completely, you know, you make your patients feel so incredibly comfortable, and you also are so informative. That's what I walked away, just feeling like you had informed me. I knew what was happening. I knew that you could help me.
So what, I mean, you know, the evaluation method is unusual.
It is. Yeah, I won't disagree with that. It is.
Yeah, the muscle testing. But you were open to it. And of course, that ultimately is the key. You've got to be open to something different.
Correct.
And
yeah.
And because you had seen one of your friends or colleagues, you know, do well, there was at least something, you had some reality on it. So it wasn't, you know, so far out there. But you've got to be open to that particular, you've got to be open to the muscle testing in order to, you know, get on board at all.
You do. But I think you also have to just know it's not scary. It's not intrusive. It's easy. It's easy. Yeah.
And so you got the evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave you an individualized nutritional healing program.
Yep.
And you made some dietary changes.
I did.
And you know, have you been supported through that process?
Oh, very much so. I've been very fortunate that my family's been very supportive. My husband, of course, my son, and now, you know, my parents, whom I'm very close to. So I've been very supported through the process.
And she's seen some results already too. She didn't believe it on the front side. Did
oh
she?
No. I never in a million years would have thought that my mom would have, you know, ever have taken this route or taken any route. Really, she just, you know, she's pretty set in her ways. So to have brought her to your workshop and to have her sit there and go, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, and she came to the workshop, which is something, as you know, I'm promoting pretty heavily, just so people can, you know, so they can see me and meet me, ask questions, you know, sort of listen and, you know, learn a thing or two, and then, you know, make a judgment from there.
Exactly. You've got to come to the workshop. They're a wonderful experience. They're so informative, and they'll change your life. They really will.
And so. What have the results been for you so far?
So far, in the 6 weeks in which I've been seeing you, I have absolutely no digestive issues any longer. I mean, I've gone from being really almost incapacitated in my life with my digestive problems, terrible, terrible bloating, just horrible, to having no stomach pains at all, can eat freely and not worry that I'm going to be in pain afterwards.
Now, you're not eating sugar and you're not eating most grains.
No, I am not.
Right.
No.
Right. But other than that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel, I wake up in the morning, I have energy that I've never had before. I don't feel tired any longer. I go to bed at night. I sleep like the dead. I mean, I go to sleep. I don't wake up at night.
And that was a problem.
It was a problem. Yeah, it really was. You know, just always feeling exhausted, feeling tired all of the time.
And you said something about your immune system. Were you getting colds as well?
I was. I mean, if there was a cold, I caught it. If there was a flu, I got it.
So your immune system was really breaking down, which is, of course, what this is, you know, this show is kind of talking about, you know,
yeah.
About autoimmune. But it's really about the immune system breaking down.
Yeah, and I really struggled with that. I mean, especially working with kids, I got everything. So to constantly feel sick all of the time.
And you were given basically an autoimmune diagnosis.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, which was, what'd you say, celiac or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Celiac, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so much of that going on. Can you imagine, Christina, what we could do with, I mean, you know, the diagnosis of celiac out there is just, it's exploding exponentially.
It is. It's very prevalent.
And can you imagine if they just got evaluated and found out what, you know, what was going on?
I can't. I mean, I wish that 7 years ago when this all began and I started feeling terrible that I would have known and would have come to you. I mean, 7 years of my life would have been saved.
Exactly. Me too.
Really?
Me too. Hey, would you hold on?
Uh-huh.
We've got to take a break.
That sounds
and
great.
Please hold on because there's some more I want to get to, and you know, I finally got you on the air and it's exciting to do that. This is Paul Rosen. You're listening to Health Matters on KPAM 860. Don't go away because Christina is a very interesting woman and she's got a lot more to say about the experience of a nutrition response testing and health overall. So we will be taking a break here. We'll be right back.